Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has announced he will not run for governor of Wisconsin. And you can join Resistance Radio's Earl Ingram for an important storytelling event on race relations tomorrow evening as part of the 50-Year Ache series. The event will take place at Anodyne Cafe, 224 West Bruce Street in Milwaukee, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. Seating is limited. If you would like to reserve a seat, you can go to jsonline.com/50-year-event. That's 50-year-event. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The city of Milwaukee is considering a measure to remove questions about salary history from city job applications in an effort to decrease the gender wage gap. And Milwaukee's Urban Ecology Center is planning a $12 million expansion at Washington Park that would save Milwaukee taxpayers almost $2 million. The boathouse at the Washington Park Lagoon is in need of $1.8 million worth of deferred maintenance. The Urban Ecology Center is offering to lead a fundraising campaign to replace the boathouse with a community building that it would use for environmental education programs and that would be open to the public. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Former Madison Alder Satya Rhodes Conway has announced she will run for mayor of Madison in 2019. And a new memorial for canine veterans of the Vietnam War is now on display at High Ground Veterans Memorial Park in Neillsville, Wisconsin, about 50 miles southeast of Eau Claire. About 5,000 canine soldiers served during the war in the 1960s and 70s. None of the dogs were brought back to the United States. Many were euthanized. Some were given to the Vietnamese Army, and some were left to fend for themselves. In 1992, President Clinton signed legislation that ensures all military dogs are treated like true veterans and brought home after working in a war zone. And here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday, 8-3. Game two of that three-game series is tonight at Miller Park. And you can join Resistance Radio's Earl Ingram for an important storytelling event on race relations tomorrow evening as part of the 50-Year Ache series. The event will take place at Anodyne Cafe, 224 West Bruce Street in Milwaukee, from 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow evening. Seating is limited. If you would like to reserve a seat, go to jsonline.com/50-year-event. That's 50-year-event. And here's the weather forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny, and then mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 60 degrees in Milwaukee, mid-60s in Madison. Tomorrow, rain likely with highs in the low 70s in Milwaukee, mid-70s in the Madison area. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.